Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of February 3rd through the 11th. So, we got into the Pluto return. We're in the first baby step days of that for the next 3 years. We got our new moon going. Got our north node of destiny and our karmic south node in position. So what's going on in this week ahead? It's a lot easier, I think. I hope. Sorry. So we're in the middle of an ice storm here, and so the heat is cranked up, and it's a little dry in this old drafty house, so you'll have to pardon me. But what do we have going on? We have Mercury retrograde ending. Yay! So that occurs, if you're listening live tonight, at 11:13 p.m. Eastern, 8:13 p.m. Pacific, Thursday the 3rd. So we are finally out of do-over mode. We have had plenty of time, according to the universe, to reassess our situations, to go back and rekindle or release or rework something from the past, or in an ongoing scenario. Those at the back of the plane, no, sorry. So we're done with that whole story, right? And we're ready to start moving forward again. So, you know, it does shift tonight. There can be some glitches. There can be some mix-ups, you know, as it turns around in the sky. But it is definitely now in forward motion. So this is happening in Capricorn tonight. As we get up tomorrow, yay, we're moving forward, making decisions, hearing news, fielding those offers, getting into the talks and the meetings and the sales and the writing and the short trips and the local activities that have to do with our personal goals or our career or status or dealing with authority figures in our lives, moving forward, right? And so this is going to be moving forward in Capricorn about those topics now through the 14th. On the 14th, it moves into Aquarius and finishes out the shadow phase, you know, because even though it's moving forward as of tonight, it's moving forward over the degrees that it backed up over. That's what the shadow is. So it will get out of the shadow by February 24th. So from the 14th to the 24th, the shadow part is about Aquarius. From now to the 14th, it's about Capricorn. So we do pick up speed going forward over the things that we were reassessing. All right, so in the week ahead, tonight, for those guys listening live, and then again on Friday the 11th, we have kind of standout days with Mercury. And so Friday the 11th is because Mercury, now in direct motion, will be coming to sit by degree with Pluto. Very powerful news or information, talks or meetings, sales or writing, decisions or offers that are about those goals, the career, the status, the authority figures, and involve Pluto topics, some powerful changes going on, something financial in the picture, something sexual or reproductive going on. Something with mortality, with birth, with divorce, with third-party situations, maybe on the global scale, the criminals. God knows there's a lot of them, right? out there leading the world ahead. So maybe we can get some information about something changing or evolving there as well. So again, Thursday, Friday the 11th, both standout days for the information flow going forward in powerful ways. I talked about the title of this show about Mars being very active in this week ahead and taking his chances on some things. And so Mars is doing this in the same territory, right, of goals, getting active, being, you know, motivated and driven and passionate about what you're going after on a personal level or with the career or with the status or those bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, or other authority figures. So this is definitely in good flow this week ahead, and it is definitely time to, if you're not the one taking the action, you're the one reacting to the action happening at you. And so Friday the 4th and Tuesday the 8th are the standout days for this. Friday the 4th, it links to something very expansive happening with, through the research or with the institution or through the artistic, romantic, or spiritual realm. And by Tuesday the 8th, something very innovative or exciting or social coming into alignment involving personal income, products, possessions, purchases in the story, or perhaps something about how you're being valued in the situation, right? And so both days definitely getting us busy, opening doors here, and that should feel good, right? So that's a lot of energy actively moving us forward in the Capricorn field. Finally, this Friday the 4th, the Sun and Saturn are meeting up by degree, and they're doing that in Aquarius. So this is, once a year when the Sun comes around to Saturn, kind of kicking off a story as far as how we are involved with our tribe. So, this could be about, fresh starts with friends or associates or groups or gatherings or what we're doing online or with astrology or charities or parties, events, anything with causes, anything with original projects, freedom, or aspirations, right? So Friday calls on us to get serious about something. When we have a conjunction, that can mean, maybe you need to end something to make room for that brand new start, or maybe it is about taking that first step into the new start, making a commitment to yourself to get involved, to do something here, to move that forward in some way. So either or, it is about the fresh start. You want to look at, putting in some time or effort or the long-term goal that you have there, your ambitions there, and see what plays out for you. And so those are our major influences. It's a lot lighter than perhaps what we have been in. The week after this one, it's going to fire up again big time. I won't even tell you about what just yet. We're going to take a break this week. We're just going to do this stuff, right? So let's look at the signs. So Aries, Mercury coming out of retrograde tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. You're shifting around, so you've had some time to kind of reassess what the heck is going on with your career or some personal goal of yours or your boss or parent or some other mentor or higher up, or with your status or fame or reputation if you're so inclined. And so, you're really ready to start moving forward and making some decisions or really getting into talks, meetings, interviews, writing, sales, offers, decisions about what you want to do with that. And by Friday the 11th, next week, there is a very powerful meeting here going on. So you may make that choice. You may have that offer coming in or that very powerful interview or decision, about the goal, the career, the status, the authority figure. So definitely a week to work towards that. And then Aries, your ruler Mars, is active in this same territory, Friday the 4th and Tuesday the 8th, both days making really good alignment. So this will get you fired up and more, driven to make something happen with the career or the status or the goal or the authority figure. On Friday the 4th, it definitely helps link this to artistic, romantic, or spiritual interests or anything going on with institutions or research. Tuesday, it links it to making money or purchases, products, or possessions, and what's going on there. You may have some kind of interesting thing come through a friend or online about that on Tuesday. But both days, again, definitely putting you in flow. And then finally, the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th, it is a time for you to kind of say, okay, I'm starting a new big year-long chapter starting today. When it comes to my friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or my own aspirations or freedoms, and so what needs to go, what needs to stay, where do I want to look long-term here, what do I want to get serious about, you know, and just kind of show up for that, right? So you can pick and choose, or maybe the universe will pick and choose for you. But either way, it is time to kind of really look at your place in the situation and what you want out of it, what you're going to do about it, one way or the other. So fresh starts there. Taurus, Mercury retrograde ends tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. You're now moving forward. So you've had enough time to kind of reassess legal needs, travel plans, foreign interests, distant situations, anything in education, media, marketing, with ceremonies, religion, or politics. I guess our Tauruses were really busy with this retrograde. And so, you know, that energy is moving forward. So you're going to see a shift in that direction now starting this evening. It's asking you to start, you know, getting into those talks or meetings or decisions now that is going to move that in the direction you want to go. And by Friday the 11th, there should be, you know, something powerful in that story, some news or offer or decision or something you're writing or focusing on here with your ideas that is going to be transformative in that arena. Mars is also active here. Hold on, I have to take a sip. I'm sorry. Man, it's so, also, I've been in readings all day. I've talked to a lot of people without stop since noon, and it's like 8 something, so that could be part of the problem, I guess. Hold on a second. Okay, so Mars is active in that same arena and in very good alignment for you, Friday the 4th and Tuesday the 8th. So these days, you know, you're physically active. You're showing up for that legal procedure or, you know, showing up for the trips room or, you know, in front of the cameras doing your media or marketing or at the ceremony or in that political or religious situation, right? And on Friday, that aligns with friends, with groups, with gatherings, with events, with anything you're doing online connected to astrology or charities. And then on Tuesday, you guys know this is Mercury retrograde night turning direct. So I am allowed to have a few little glitchy glitches. Tuesday, the 8th, the alignment with Mars it connects directly to you, Taurus. So kind of puts you out there in exciting ways through one of these avenues. Maybe you'll jump on that plane and go, you know, maybe you'll have your name out there in some kind of media or marketing situation. So definitely is being in the moment, being spontaneous and going for that. Then when it comes to the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th, Taurus, this is in your 10th house. So this may be about getting that fresh new cycle underway where you're going to get serious. You're going to end certain things if you need to, but it's definitely about like making the commitments, putting in the time, getting responsible and ambitious about a personal goal of yours or what's happening with your career or status or an authority figure. You know, how are you involved? What's going on with your name, title, brand, image, or identity in that story? You know, so really putting some focus on that on Friday the 4th because it's the beginning of a new year-long cycle between those energies. All right, so for Gemini, Mercury retrograde ends tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And so the reassessing you've been doing about financial situations, your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, birth, death, or third-party situations has now come to a close. And you're ready now to start moving forward into what comes next. So maybe you were thinking about, well, I really should like go sit down with a loan officer and think about what I could do to get a loan. Well, now that's moving direct again, so now you can do it if you decided that's what you needed to do, as an example. I won't give a ton of examples because we could be here all night, but it is, you know, financial, sexual, reproductive, third party, or divorce oriented for the Geminis. And so you may have something going on tonight, Thursday night, or Friday as it's in that forward motion for the first time again, but definitely by Friday the 11th, we see Mercury and Pluto coming together. This is very powerful for some kind of digging deeper into the story, evolving the story, making changes to the story there. And that's coming through the talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions based around those topics. So definitely circle that day. And then Mars is active here as well, Gemini. So Mars is like, hey, I'm fired up. Let's go do something financial or sexual or reproductively or with that divorce or third party, right? And so Friday the 4th, you're active in one of or more of those areas, and it's forming an opportunity alignment to kind of go big with a personal goal or your career or status or an authority figure in that story. And by Tuesday the 8th, again, Mars firing you up, getting you busy about it now, forming a harmonic with the institutions involved or the research and development involved or what's going on behind closed doors, artistically, romantically, or spiritually. So you've got flow, Gemini. And then when it comes to the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th, kicking off a new year-long story that involves you, Gemini, with travel plans, distant situations, relocation at a distance, foreign interests, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, higher education, legal matters, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Pick one, pick three, pick them all. So, you know, Saturn wants you to get serious about it. Is there something that needs to end so that you can start this new thing? You need to make some new commitments to yourself or how you're involved here. You need to put in the time and the effort and get responsible and ambitious about it, you know. So it's giving you the first baby step into this new story starting on Friday. For Cancer, Mercury goes direct on Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m., so tonight for you guys listening live. And Cancer, you know, the slowdowns, the time apart, the reassessment, the going back to the past and rekindling, the reworking of the ongoing thing when it comes to your relationships is now you're through that. So whether it was about a romantic partner, a business partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, or someone else like that, it's turning around and going direct now. So you're ready to start moving forward into what comes next. You may have a talk or hear an offer or news coming in about it, or get into meetings or sales or writing or interviews or short trips with these people, about these people. It's all moving forward now, starting tonight for those guys listening live. And then by Friday the 11th, at the end of our week ahead, there is a very powerful moment where in this direct motion you hear something or decide something or write it up or have the sale or, you know, something Mercury-oriented with one or more of these people. So powerful there. Mars is also active in this relationship part of the sky for the Cancers in the week ahead and making really good alignments. So on Friday the 4th, Mars might get you all fired up or get them all fired up, a lot more passion or a lot more fighting spirit, although the alignments are good, so I'm going to lean towards this being more in the passion or the motivation and active side with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, et cetera. On Friday the 4th, that links in an opportunity to travel with them or legal agreements or media marketing interests or educational pursuits or ceremonies or religion or politics in the story. And by Tuesday the 8th, again, fired up with these people and now in some exciting or innovative ways that are social or online or involve astrology or charities or gatherings or aspirations. Groovy. I'll take it. And then, you know, with the Sun-Saturn combination on Friday the 4th, Cancer, this is kicking off like a new year-long story about how you're involved in serious ways financially, sexually, reproductively, or with divorce, births, deaths, or third-party stories. So you really want to kind of assess, like, how am I involved here? Do I need to sign my name to something? Do I need to put my image or brand out there? Do I need to physically show up and get involved in these scenarios? What do I want to commit to long term there? What do I want to structure in a more supportive way? What do I want to let go of? What do I want to get ambitious about, right? So that new story gets underway on Friday the 4th. All right, so for Leo, the Mercury retrograde is over. Yay! Thursday the 3rd, this evening by 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And so the reassessing that you have been doing about health, work, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, animals, you're done with that now. and this is shifting into forward motion. So the talks, the meetings, the news, the offers, the sales, the writing coming in about those topics are now going to be helping you move this forward into what comes next. And you want to kind of mark tonight, Thursday, the Friday, the 4th, as it's getting into its new forward motion. And then very definitely next Friday, the 11th, when it comes into a powerful conjunction with Pluto and any deep, profound moments or changes or evolving of the situation or involving third parties or financial or sexual interest in this situation are going to be spoken about or made decisions made about with these key people. Now, Mars is under the same territory and very active in positive ways about your health, your work, your coworkers, hired help, paperwork, or animals this week, Leo. And so Friday the 4th fires you up, gets you very busy there, and links this to some opportunity that is financial, sexual, or third party. And by Tuesday the 8th, it puts you into a harmonic with those topics that allows something exciting or innovative or unexpected, you know, coming to the forefront through an authority figure or through your career or status or fame or involving a personal goal in that story. So days to get very active about what's going on. And then finally, the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th. For Leo, this is about starting a new yearly story that involves you and how you are interacting with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and those kind of relationships. So it's like, how are you physically involved with them? What's going on with your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity with these people? Is it time to make some long-term commitment with somebody there or to end something that doesn't want to go forward? Is it time to structure more support there through these people? Is it time to get responsible or ambitious with this situation in these kinds of relationships? So you have an indicator of this new chapter of the big year-long story getting underway starting Friday the 4th. Okay, for Virgo, the Mercury retrograde is finally over tonight for those guys listening live, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. So your reassessment of your creative talents and projects going on in your life with true love and lovers, children, and recreation is now done. And whatever you needed to kind of review, release, rekindle, rework, you know, now this shift in direction is saying, okay, time to start moving forward with whatever you figured out. And so you might be talking to some people or hearing from some people or writing or focusing on, you know, the meetings, the sales, the short trips or decisions with whoever about, you know, lovers, kids, creative projects and recreation. So tonight, the 3rd and Friday, the 4th, definitely could stand out as important days as this energy is shifting and going direct. And then finally, on Friday, the 11th, at the end of our week ahead, when there's this very powerful connection with Pluto there. And so there's something, you know, intimate, deep, profound, sexual, financial, or involves third parties or ways to evolve the story coming to the forefront. Mars is also active for Virgo in this territory of creativity, true love, kids, and recreation. So Friday the 4th, diving in, getting busy here, motivated, passionate, and connects those topics to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates in some kind of expansive way. On Tuesday the 8th, it gets you equally busy, but now connects you into something exciting or innovative or spontaneous that involves a trip or something at a distance or educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interest in that story. And then finally, Virgo, the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th. This is a kickoff of a year-long story between the Sun and Saturn. And for you guys, you know, it is about getting serious about where you want to go with your work, your health, or your animals. as well as with your coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. And so you really want to look at how you're showing up in those situations physically, what you want out of those situations physically, what's going on with your name, your brand, your image, your identity, your title in those stories, and what you want to make commitments to or end or structure or put in the time and the effort or get responsible or ambitious about there, because this is a new cycle getting underway. All right, so for Libra, Mercury retrograde ends, tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And so whatever you have been reassessing about your roots, your security, your stability, your home, your family, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, everything at the root of your chart, you're now seeing a shift into forward motion, and you're ready now to start hearing from people, getting into talks, focusing on what comes next with sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about those themes. And so Thursday night, Friday, the 3rd and 4th may be standout days about this. Definitely Friday the 11th, when Mercury in its direct motion now comes and meets with Pluto, the financial planet, the sexual planet, the planet of third-party influences on this story, and helps you in some kind of big evolutionary, profound way about one of those topics. Mars is also active here in this territory on Friday the 4th. It's getting you very busy at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, et cetera. And this links to opportunities involving your work, hired help, people you work with, coworkers, paperwork, anything with health or animals. And by Tuesday the 8th, again, fired up and very busy here, but now in a harmonic that brings in good flow with something innovative or exciting having to do with the financial aspects of what's going on or what's happening sexually or reproductively or with a divorce or a third-party story in this situation. And then finally, when it comes to the Sun-Saturn conjunction, for Libra, you know, this is a new one-year story getting underway about how you're showing up, what your needs are, what's going on with your name, your brand, your body, your image, your title, your needs. When it comes to true love and lovers, children, creative projects and talents, or anything recreational. And so Saturn is saying, hey, you know, look at where you are in this story. What do you need to commit to long term? What needs to end? What do you need to structure for more support here? What about responsibilities or ambitions in this story? So think about where you are and what you want in those areas starting Friday. For Scorpio, Mercury retrograde's been retrograde in your third house. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so that's shifting. It's going direct tonight on Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And you're now going to kind of come out of that reassessing, you know, your ideas, what you're writing, your meetings and talks, your interviews, your auditions, your sales, your short trips or local activities or anything you've been seeing that you needed to go back and deal with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics. And so now all of that is facing forward and starting to move forward. So if you were stalled there or you, needed to look at something there to figure out what you wanted, you're now ready to start moving that ahead. So you will be talking, meeting, in sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, now moving this fall forward. And so Thursday the 3rd, Friday the 4th, as it's getting underway at the beginning of this new direction, you might have some stuff that's standing out. Definitely Friday the 11th, when Mercury comes together with your ruler Pluto to get into this very deep, profound news or offer or decision, or to really kick something off here financially or sexually or with third parties in the story. And then Mars is also active in the same territory and in really good alignments this week. So Friday the 4th, firing you up and linking this to something big with a lover or a creative endeavor or the kids or something recreational. And then by Tuesday the 8th, putting you into flow with something exciting or innovative or spontaneous with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or an advocate, somebody like that. So, you know, in flow, doors open. When it comes to the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th, Scorpio, this is kicking off a new yearly story for you as far as like your needs, how you're showing up, what's going on with you physically, with your body, your brand, your name, your title, your identity in the story, having to do with your home, where you live, who you live with, any moves, any renovations, any real estate deals, or with your family, your parents, your roommates, right? And so you're kind of assessing Saturn here. Like, is it time to make some commitments? Is it time to end something? Is it time to tackle responsibilities, put in the time and effort, get ambitious there, right? And really, you know, cement something. So this kicks in on Friday the 4th. All right, for Sagittarius, Mercury retrograde ending tonight for you guys listening live on Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. Sag, you guys have had time to kind of reassess how you're valued, what you value, what's going on with your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, and now that's shifting out of that kind of holding pattern or a review that you've been in, and you're now ready to start seeing things move forward. So Thursday into Friday the 4th, this time period might bring news or ideas or talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that starts to move this forward. And then definitely by Friday the 11th at the end of our week, very powerful day for the information coming in or the decisions and offers and sales and writing that focus on making money or purchases, products, or possessions. Mars is active in the same territory this week and making good alignments. So Friday the 4th, this is getting you very busy, very motivated, very passionate, you know, and doing something about making money, your purchases, your products, or your possessions, and links to an opportunity at home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, roommates. This could go big. And on Tuesday the 8th, it links in a harmonic to work opportunities, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, or anything health or animal related. And so puts you into flow, baby. And then the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th for Sagittarius. This is kicking off a new year-long story for you guys. How you show up or how you're involved physically or with your image, brand, name, title, identity when it comes to your ideas, your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, any interviews or auditions, or out there locally, community, neighborhood, short trips to nearby places, or with your vehicles. Also could involve siblings, neighbors, moves, electronics. Right? So this is the time to really look at your place in those situations, what you need there, and then Saturn, you know, is it time to make commitments? Is it time to end something? Is it time to structure something that supports? Is it time to get responsible or look at ambitions in that story? So all of this begins Friday the 4th. For Capricorn, Mercury retrograde has been in your sign this last half of it, right? And so as Mercury ends its retrograde tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. and turns around and goes direct, this is a definite cue for you guys, you know, that whatever you've kind of slowed down on to reassess about brand, name, your title, your image, your identity, or your needs in any situation, you're now ready to shift into forward gear and start moving towards what you want. And to that end, you'll hear from people or you'll be in talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions about your own interests. And so, you know, Thursday the 3rd, Friday the 4th may stand out for that. Definitely Friday the 11th at the end of our week ahead when this comes together with Pluto in your sign for something very powerful, deep, profound, transformational, may have a financial or a sexual or a third party side to the story for you. Mars is also very active in your sign this week, Capricorn, and making good alignments. So active on Friday the 4th where you can get more fired up and, you know, passionate and driven and active. You know, Capricorn, stay out of the angry side of this because it's such a great alignment, right? Mars has a tendency to do that in your own sign. So you might go fly off the handle easily as well. But this is offers you opportunity for showing up and really, you know, pursuing something of a physical or personal nature, opens up something here through your offers. And then by Tuesday, the 8th, puts you actively again on a physical or personal level and connects to something exciting or spontaneous involving a lover or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits. And then finally, the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th for Capricorn. This is like the beginning of a new yearly story for the solar energy. So it's really saying, you know, how are you showing up? What's going on with your needs, your name, title, brand, identity, interests, with income-making situations, with purchases, with possessions, or products? And so Saturn, like, do you get serious and make some long-term commitments to something there? Do you need to end something there to get this new start? Is it about, you know, structuring things that support you there or the responsibilities or the ambitions there? So brand new beginning to this next chapter story for a year starting on Friday the 4th. All right, for Aquarius, I'm taking a sippy sip of my drinky drink. So hold on, and it's not even that kind of drink. All right, Aquarius. So Mercury retrograde is over tonight, Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And so whatever you've been kind of either in a holding pattern on or, you know, reassessing about artistic, romantic, spiritual, magical, psychic, institutional, addictive, secretive, deceptive, investigational or research-oriented topics, or if you have taken this time to pull back away from your normal world to rest and recuperate, that period is now over and you're ready to start moving forward with whatever you figured out. So, you know, you may hear news or get into talks or meetings or make decisions tonight or tomorrow on Friday the 4th as this starts to move forward again. And definitely by Friday the 11th, when this comes together with Pluto for some kind of profound, deep, you know, evolving part of this story, could bring financial or sexual or third party interest into the story moving forward, right? And then also Mars is going to be active in the same territory and making good alignment. So on Friday the 4th, Aquarius, this can fire you up and bring a lot more passion and activity behind the scenes in that artistic, romantic, or spiritual setting, in the magical or psychic pursuit with the institution or the investigation or the research, or even in dealing with the addictions or the secrets or the deceptions, if any of that applies to you, right? And so Friday, this links in some kind of opportunity, feeling valued or aligning your values or making money or with the purchases or the products or the possessions that are going on in that story. And then on Tuesday the 8th, active again, fired up, passionate again, and this aligns with something exciting or innovative or spontaneous happening at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates in that story. And then finally, the Sun-Saturn conjunction, which happens on Friday the 4th. This kicks off a new kind of yearly story for the solar energy with Saturn there. And Aquarius, you know, really looking at, it's in your sign. It's happening in your sign. So, you know, it's getting serious about your needs, what's happening with your name, your body, your image, your brand, your title, your identity in the world. And, you know, you're going through three of these before you set off on a new 29-year adventure. So this is a time to kind of reset what you want to commit to, what needs to end, what you need to structure to support this new evolving version of who you are. What's happening with any responsibilities or your ambitions here. So new chapter getting underway starting Friday the 4th. All right, and for Pisces, Mercury retrograde is over as of Thursday the 3rd at 11:13 p.m. Eastern. And so this kind of holding pattern or going back and reassessing where you are with your aspirations, your freedom, your original projects, or with your friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, or events, is now done and you're now ready to start moving forward into new or next chapter stuff with this over the weeks ahead. Based on what you figured out. So you might hear from people, you might have that idea or decision coming to light, get into talks or meetings and choices about this. This may be more prevalent Thursday the 3rd, Friday the 4th as it's getting underway, and definitely on Friday the 11th when it comes together with Pluto there and the news, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the offers, the decisions are very powerful, profound, deep about evolving the story, about the financial, sexual, or third party interest in this story. And then Mars is also very active in this week ahead and making some good alignments. So Friday the 4th, getting fired up, getting busy, passionate, active with the friend, associate, group, online, with the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, or in pursuit of your aspirations, freedoms, or original projects. And this links in this very expansive way to you, Pisces, you know, getting you involved, making it about your interests. And then by Tuesday the 8th, you have this excitement, innovative energy, this spur of the moment, you know, energy that's going to link to what you're doing there in those social and online and aspirational arenas to the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the short trips, the local activities, the offers or decisions. So a lot spurring up there. And then finally, the Sun-Saturn conjunction on Friday the 4th. This is a new beginning of a story that you're trying to set up in place here. That is going to play out over this next year. So it is about how you're showing up, what you're doing physically, or how your name, brand, image, title, identity is playing into the story and getting serious about that with Saturn. So Pisces, the focus here for you is about how you're involved or what you need in artistic arenas, in spiritual arenas, in your romantic life, with institutions, with research or development, with investigations, with time pulled back from the world to rest, recuperate, dream, strategize, or as far as your needs, if you're trying to tackle bad habits or addictions or deal with secrets or deceptions. And so really look at Saturn in all those stories on Friday. First of all, where are you in the story? What do you need in the story? And then Saturn, do I need to make some commitments here for that? Or do I need to end something? Do I need to structure support in these areas of life? Do I need to get responsible? Or do I need to really start getting ambitious about something here? And so gets underway Friday the 4th. And that is our overview. We're all still here. We're all feeling pretty chippy. I'm sorry. I just talked way too long today, and this is what happens to me. So I hope everybody has a really great week ahead. I hope Mercury going direct and all this Mars activity really sparks everybody up, sending prayers out to the world at large for everyone trying to make a difference. And you guys can find me daily if you're looking for the daily energy report. Or you want to ask me questions or you want to book a reading, fastest place to get me is on Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, but I'm also everywhere else, so I'm sure you guys can find me. Otherwise, I will be back here same time next week, God willing, and I wish you guys the best. Bye-bye.